Well, good morning, and glad to be with you today. Hope you're doing well. I just want to encourage you to continue to be steadfast and persevere. God is good and God is faithful, and He is building our lives and He is building His church. I'm going to invite you to turn in your Bible to Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14. I'm going to, after that, go through a bunch of scriptures that, might not have time to race around with me, but you can write them down. This last few weeks, I've started a Bible study on Revelation with the group here at the church, and finding it very encouraging, very timely, and strengthening, and appreciate what it tells us about Jesus and about, our faith and what a treasure and value we have, and what a life that we've got, and what a life we've been given, eternal life. So just really appreciating. But we just got into the seven churches, the letters to the seven churches in chapters 2 and 3, and the first church in Ephesus, really was called out for losing their passion. I mean, they were doing the right things, they were going along in life. Everything was good, in the sense of what they were ministering and serving. But God said, you've left your first love. Is it that they become so, apathetic in the sense of what was most important, and that God should be the value and the highest priority of our life? Our relationship with Him should paramount everything else. And it's great to serve. It's great to do good. It's great to live a life of faith. But if we lose our focus on the one who we have faith in, then it becomes an issue. And I think that's one of the issues for the Church of Ephesus at that time. And I would want to encourage us today not to lose sight of who God is. And above all the things we do in our life itself, that we put God first. And we really try to strive to know Him and to have relationship with Him, and to spill everything else out of that value that we have. Let me go back to Philippians chapter 3, since you've turned there already, right? This is what it says. It's not that I've already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid a hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I don't regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, and I'm reaching forward to what lies ahead. I press on to the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And that is, therefore, as many as are perfect or mature have this attitude. And it's a great life theme for us, that we're never satisfied with where we are in Christ. We're never satisfied with how much we know Him, and that we would constantly be pressing on to know Him, and to have our faith alive and vibrant and full of joy and peace. And not that we don't go through struggles or times of valley or different things, but in the midst of it all, that He becomes and is and always is someone that we can hold to and hold fast to, and we would never forsake pressing forward to know Him and to love Him and honor Him in our lives. 1 Thessalonians 4:1 follows this sort of thought, and it says this: finally then, brethren, we request and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us instruction as how you ought to walk and please God. So you have faith, you've received instruction, you know how to walk and please God, just as you actually do walk. So Paul's telling us the Thessalonians were doing this. But he says this at the end of this verse, and it's paramount for them, and it's paramount for you and I, that you excel still more. That you excel still more. In other words, that word excel is that you would superabound, you'd be in excess. It carries a connotation that we would be the better. So it's not good to be satisfied with just the status quo or what we have in Christ, but that we would continually want to excel and know him more and be more. And what a great time of history that we could say, you know, we things have been shaken up and changed, but that we will not become complacent, that we will not become lukewarm. We won't become the kind of church or the kind of person of faith that just settles for what they have, but that we would, in the midst of all circumstances, keep moving forward in our faith and striving to grow and to know him more, that we would excel even more in these days. And I encourage you, I exhort you to be that kind of person of faith, and that I would be that kind of person of faith that would continue to want to do more. You know, Matthew 7:7, ask and it'll be given to you. Seek, you'll find. Knock, it'll be open to you. For everybody who asks receives. He who seeks is going to find. And he who knocks, it's going to be open. So God gives us this incredible invitation that there's something we need to do, that we have to seek. We have to ask. We have to knock. And we have to want more of God in our lives, because that's worship. The worship of our lives is continually wanting more to excel in him. You know, 1 Chronicles 16:11 says, glory in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continually. You know, that word seek in the Hebrew really means to resort to. You know, in the midst of life and so much that we could do to try to make our lives better and so many things we could seek after in this life, but really when it comes down to it, that we would first and foremost seek God, and we would seek his face continually, that we would resort to God. It also has that connotation, the word seek here in the Hebrew, of meaning to aim. You know, we aim towards knowing God more. And that back in Philippians in that chapter 3 that we read, that press onward has the same meaning or connotation, is that we would aim towards God continually. And one of the last things that it means in the Hebrew that I kind of like here is beg. You know, if you want something from somebody and there's desperation and you beg for forgiveness, or you beg that your mom or dad would give you this chocolate bar or whatever it is, this candy. Whatever we do, we beg because we want it passionately. And that same thing with God, that we would literally want God so much in our lives. You know, it says in the scripture again, to love the Lord, the God, your God, with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. You know, and that means all of your heart, all your strength. And so you and I can apply the fact that we would be striving continually to excel in our knowledge of God, in our love for God. Why would we do this? Why would we do this? Well, because Jesus is our cornerstone. He's the cornerstone that holds our life together forever. He's our shepherd. He's our bread of life. He's our living water. He's our deliverer. He's our way, our truth, our life. He's our light. He's our mighty one. He's our power. He's our Messiah. He's our Savior. He's our peace. He's our Redeemer. He's our rock. He's our shield. He's our fortress. He's our strong tower. He's our Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He gave us life at the beginning of our life. And at the end of our life, or when he should come back again to take us to himself, we will always be with him, because he's the eternal one. Really, literally, Jesus is our everything. He's our everything, folks. He's got to be our treasure. He's got to be the value of our life. He's got to be the first and the foremost. And we got to keep striving to know him more and to be able to honor him with our lives more. Let's not settle for where we're at in faith. Let's never settle for where we are. Let's never plateau. Let's never just get to a place where, okay, I'm okay with this and I'm comfortable, so I'm just going to stay here. No, let God stretch your life. Let God use your life. Let God reveal himself and illuminate himself to you more fully. And you will find, and I will find, fulfillment and joy and peace and contentment and life in all of it. So let's do it simply because who Jesus is and how much he loves us. You know, Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." Let's hold on to Christ. Let's keep moving forward. Let's persevere. Let's see this through to the end, and let's never give up. But folks, in the midst of all of it, let's never settle for where we're at. I'd like to challenge us all. I'd like to challenge myself. I'd like to challenge you today. Let's not settle for what we have. Let's be Christians who love God with all our heart, and we just can never get enough. Let's be the kind of church that puts Jesus at the pinnacle, at the forefront. Like, he's the one we follow. He's the one that goes before us, and we follow and we trust in him. Finally then, brethren, we request, we exhort you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us instruction as how you ought to walk and please God, just as you actually do walk, that you excel still more. You know, if you are at a place in life where maybe you could use a little bit of encouragement on this to sort of figure out in your life how you could do this, how you could do the ability to press forward or excel more, to go beyond where you're at. Maybe you're sort of stuck in that. If you need a little bit of help and a little bit of encouragement, can I just ask you, you know, I am more than willing to sit down with a cup of coffee and just talk to you about your life and where you're at and some of the things that you might want to dream or vision for your faith. You know, I don't think we do that enough. So if you're in that place and you'd like to do that, I'm here. I'm available. You can get a hold of me and we'll do that. You know, there's also people in your life, I'm sure, that you trust or looked up to in faith, even in the church family, people you look up to. They'd love to sit down and have coffee, I'm sure, too, and help. Pastor Tiffany, especially for you young people and you preteens and even young adults, you know, we're here to serve you and to help guide you. And you know what, just as much as I'm calling you to that, if you need the help, you know, I need to sit down with people I trust. And I need to vision out my life and talk about my life and what I can do right now to make sure that I'm excelling even more. Let me pray for us today. God, I just thank you so much that you are a good God. God, I thank you that you love us. I thank you that you care for us. I thank you that you are worth everything in life. God, you have created us. You give us life. You have been with us. You, when we sinned, you gave your life, Jesus, for us. And you redeemed us and gave us eternal life. And we have such a hope to look forward to. We have such a prize and the calling of Christ Jesus that we can continue day after day to strive no matter the circumstances or how hard it is at times. We can keep moving on. We can keep growing in our faith. We can keep getting to know you. And God, we can keep excelling because of who you are. So God, help us. Keep us on track. Holy Spirit, speak into our lives. And if we are a kind of person right now that could use a little bit of a help, God, help us not to hold it into ourselves, but help us to trust one another and to spur each other on and encourage each other as you've asked us to do. So God, I bless each person that's viewing in today. And I ask you, God, to just bless them abundantly and give them the most fantastic week, God. And would you just show and reveal yourself to them as they seek you, God. Help us to grow in our faith, God, and not to be settling for what we have. And we thank you, God, that you are a wonderful God. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, folks, I am so happy to be in life with you. I appreciate each one of you. And I love you all. And I hope this word is encouraging to you today. Because I'm really, this week was grabbed in my spirit that I needed to be the kind of person that really upped the ante and strived harder for Jesus. Because at the end of the world and at the end of life, it's him. He's our reward. Would you be blessed? Would you have some real joy in your life this week? Hang in there. Let's be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.